There's something else you should know about music.
What?
When it comes to music, people are still confused. I mean, how am I supposed to tell which music is halal and which music is haram?
All music is halal.
All music
all
is,
of it is haram. Halal.
No.
All music is
instrumental. Stop. Islam has made it very clear what's halal and what's not. If we are still confused, it's because of our lack of attention to certain things. Here's three of them. Number one, the language barrier. First of all, we have to understand that there is a difference between music and ghina. Music is halal, generally speaking, but ghina, which is a specific type of music, is haram. Just like food is halal, generally speaking, but then there is a specific type of food which is haram. Music comes from the Greek word musaika, and its Arabic equivalent is musiqa. It has been defined as vocal or instrumental sounds, or both, combined in such a way as to produce beauty of form, harmony, and expression of emotion, a pleasing rhythmic sound accompanied by a beat, and even as vague as a pleasing sound. Well, nohas and latmias would fall under that, wouldn't they? It certainly has a rhythm and is composed in order to produce emotion. And the chest beating accompanying it is providing a beat. Technically, it's music. Nasheeds, which remind us of Allah, the Prophet, and the Ahlul Bayt. It's vocal sounds combined in such a manner as to produce beauty of form. It's music. Nursery rhymes used to educate children. A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, once I caught a fish alive. It's sung, it's music. The sound of the rhythmically discordant pattern of a train, or the rain, or a campfire that helps us to sleep. Ah, that's music to my ears. The rivers flowing, the ocean, the wind. In fact, the Quran even highlights for us that we bestowed our favor upon David. We commanded, O mountains, sing Allah's praises with him and the birds. The term used in this ayah is awibi, which is from at-ta'wib. Technically, it's singing. All of it is halal. Now, what is ghina? Well, we fail to recognize it because, number two, we have not paid attention to the Quran. The Quran says, and among men is he who buys idle discourse. Lahw al-hadith. This verse, according to the tafsirs, is referring to ghina. Lahw al-hadith is translated as vain, meaningless, idle, pointless talk. Ghina is totally lahw al-hadith. I mean, just look at the lyrics, guys. Look how rich I am.
Money, money,
look
money.
Look at how many material money, possessions. Money, I have. Money, I'm more money, violent money, than anyone. Money, money, money. Drugs,
alcohol.
Yo,
look at my hair.
I'm so gangster. I like this
alcohol.
Body part. I
yes.
have this body part. Clothes. I have a fly car.
I like big.
But halal music isn't like that. In fact, there's a lot of music out there which reminds us of Allah, of humanity, of divinity, of striving to be the best that we can be. Allah is merciful. He wants us to be the best we can be. It's the one who buys and sells vain discourse who wants you to consume rubbish and become rubbish. In this regard, Imam Khamenei teaches us that listening to any music that tends to distance one from God, the exalted, from spiritual values and from moral virtues, and inclines one to debauchery, aimlessness and sin is impermissible. If a music does not involve such negative consequences, listening to it is per se permissible. Ghina and poetry back in the pagan pre-Islamic times was all vain blah blah blah. And today it's no different. It's all lahw al-hadith. Now, some people may still find it difficult to see or rather hear the reality. Still confused. Why? Islam has made it glaringly obvious what is right and what is wrong. The Quran says, the right way has become clear and distinct from error. So as for one who rejects the taghut and believes in Allah, he has grasped the most firm handhold, which he'll never break off. You have to understand that right and wrong won't become clear for you until you reject the taghut, the system of kufr. Do a little bit of research into the mainstream music industry. Notice that pretty much all the songs promoted by the system of kufr are ghina. Why? Because the system wants you to stay a slave of your lower animalistic self. As long as you keep consuming
you never wake up, and they keep you under their control.
But if you're still confused, then point number three is going to make it crystal.
Number three,
we haven't given enough attention to the fatwas. Some come along and say,
all music and musical instruments are haram.
And others come along and say,
no, all music is halal and good, even dance music.
Brothers, are you marjas? Are you experts in fiqh? No? Then why are you opening your mouth on a subject that you know nothing about? That's like a random guy putting on a stethoscope and saying he's a doctor.
You need open heart surgery.
How do you know that?
I googled it. I read it on Facebook.
Some people will just stumble across a hadith like this one. To listen to a musical instrument is one of the greatest sins. But A, how do you know whether the hadith is accurate or not? B, how do you know which kind of musical instrument the imam was referring to? I mean, do you know the historical context? And C, how do you know whether he was referring to all kinds of music or a specific type? Do you know the Arabic grammatical rulings that would apply here? No, then how can you jump to such a conclusion? It just doesn't make sense. There's so many hadith about flutes and drums and stringed instruments. People just jump on them. That's it. 100% evidence. All music is haram. But without having the certified ability to do systematic ijtihad in this particular field, you cannot make such conclusions. For example, there's a hadith which in English says, the playing of violin promotes the growth of hypocrisy in the heart. Anyone who reads it would think that, yes, this is clear that this violin is haram. Listening to any music made by the violin is haram. But guess what? Not necessarily. This violin didn't even exist in the time of Imam Sadr and was invented in 16th century Italy. So there's a huge difference between what the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt were referring to 1,400 years back in Arabia and what we have in existence today. Here's some context. The prohibition of playing musical instruments, as is mentioned in so many ahadith, is actually referring to when they are associated to ghina, i.e. haram singing and dancing, not when played alone. That's why at least all the mainstream marjas say playing musical instruments are only haram if they are played with ghina. It takes maturity, decades of dedicated and unwavering research into Arabic grammar, the historical context, fiqh, and the jurisprudential laws of Islam in order to come to even one conclusion when it comes to what's haram and what's halal. So please, let's leave it to the marjas and pay careful attention to what they say. Imam Khamenei says, any music which is lahwi and deviating people from the way of Allah, which is suitable for gatherings of merrymaking, is haram. There is no objection to other kinds of music in itself. There's a common mistake where people think that according to Ayatollah Sistani, all music is haram. That's simply not true. When asked, is it permissible to listen to songs accompanied by sounds of piano, lute, drum, windpipe, and electric piano, he said, if the music accompanying it is that which is suitable for entertainment and amusement gatherings, it is not permissible to listen to it. In fact, all the mainstream marjas pretty much say the same thing. When it comes to determining which type of music is haram, they say that if it's suitable for merrymaking or an entertainment amusement gathering, then it is ghina and it's haram. Seeing such fatwas, you may think that, hey, that's not very specific and clear. Entertainment amusement gathering? Well, that could be anything. A cinema, a theme park, a school play, a zoo. Merrymaking, so like what? Like an Eid get-together? That's just not clear. No, actually, it is clear, and it's not necessarily talking about these types of gatherings. Let's rewind time a moment and go 1,400 years back to Arabia. There were individuals who played musical instruments. Imagine, it was a shady place, smoke wafting in the atmosphere, men sat around laughing, sharing alcohol and other substances, and scantily clad women dancing to musicians playing stringed instruments, flutes and drums and singing, etc. These were the types of musicians that existed back then in Arabia. Such an atmosphere, which was accompanied by ghina, where all manner of haram activities were taking place, was what Islam came to eradicate. This is what the marjas are referring to when they say entertainment and amusement gatherings, or merrymaking. Now, do we have a modern equivalent to such a type of music?
duh.
Discos, dances, concerts, raves, prom nights, clubs, bars and parties. Get it? And it's actually the perfect compass to determine if a kind of music is haram or halal.
I call it the party test. This is how it works.
Imagine you're in a party.
The usual haram shenanigans are taking place.
Think to yourself, what kind of music is going to be played in such an environment? That music is ghina, and it's haram. Think of any type of music. Just imagine playing it in that kind of an environment.
If people continue their illicit behavior, maybe some start doing it more, some guy shouts out, "That's my tune, dude, turn up the music." And in short, the music is suitable for such a gathering,
that's ghina. Haram!
But if you play a music and people stop doing haram stuff, they break out of their zombie-like stupor of sinfulness and start looking around like, what the heck is this? Some guy shouts out, dude, you're killing the mood.
That's halal.
Imagine playing Anoha or Latmia in such a place. Imagine playing the Mukhtar soundtrack in such a place. Imagine playing a nursery rhyme or even the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. That would totally kill the mood.
Halal.
Now please don't ask a million different questions. Can I listen to the Thomas and Tank
Engine? What about the theme song from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
What about vocals without Zimmer? Can I listen to this? What about singing in the shower?
What about in weddings?
Stop! Please! Just put it through the party test and think for yourself. If it enlivens an atmosphere of sin, the atmosphere of a party, it's haram. If it kills the mood of the party, it's halal.
And yes, the biscuit soundtrack would definitely kill the mood and probably make people start asking the right questions.
And remember, when Imam Sadiq found out that somebody would give ear to ghina, he recited this verse to them. Surely the hearing and the sight and the heart, all of these shall be questioned about that.
Can I listen to classic music?
What about the Nana?
What about rock?
Tom and Jerry
what about
do?
Pop? What about Spider-Man?
What about in weddings?
Put it through the party test.
What about Bollywood music?
Don't even go there.
I really like Kung
Fu
Panda soundtrack.
Can I listen to that?
Man, do you know, why don't you watch the video again?